Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. I just have a heart today, and maybe the Lord's just hearkening me about those who may really be struggling with aging right now, and whether it's bothering your mind or just your physical body. And I just want to let you know that every day we live on this earth is one day closer to having every single tear wiped from our faces. And I know that's probably cliche, but I sincerely mean it. And I guess I'm saying it because I try to live that as well. When I get discouraged about health or my mind or whatever, I think, okay, every single day I've lived on this earth is one day closer to you, Jesus. So that's how, hopefully that's encouraging to you. Today we're reading Leviticus 20 verses 1 through 16 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Yahweh spoke to Moses saying, "Moreover, you shall tell the children of Israel, anyone of the children of Israel or of the strangers who live as foreigners in Israel who gives any of his offering of his offspring to Molech shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone that person with stones. I will also set my face against that person and will cut him off from among his people because he has given of his offspring to Molech to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. If the people of the land all hide their eyes from that person when he gives his offspring to Molech and don't put him to death, then I will set my face against that man and against his family and will cut him off and all who play the prostitute after him to play the prostitute with Molech from among their people. The person that turns to those who are mediums and wizards to play the prostitute after them, I will even set my face against that person and will cut him off from among his people. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am Yahweh your God. You shall keep my statutes and do them. I am Yahweh who sanctifies you. For everyone who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He has cursed his father or his mother. His blood shall be upon himself. The man who commits adultery with another man's wife, even he who commits adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. The man who lies with his father's wife has uncovered his father's nakedness. Both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon themselves. If a man lies with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have committed a perversion. Their blood shall be upon themselves. If a man lies with a male as with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon themselves. If a man takes a wife and her mother, it is wickedness. They shall be burned with fire, both he and they, there may be no wickedness among you. If a man lies with an animal, he shall surely be put to death, and you shall kill the animal. If a woman approaches any animal and lies with it, you shall kill the woman and the animal. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for statutes. Thank you for helping the nation of Israel to be a holy people, a set apart people who are different from the nations around them, who are not to sacrifice their children to Moloch, to not practice sexual perversion, but to be different, to be distinct, to be set apart, to be sanctified. And Lord, we as your church, we are also a holy people, a royal priesthood. We have been set aside. You have set us aside for honor, to use for your glory and to show the world who you are and to reflect back the glorious nature of who you are. And all of these things that are talked about in Leviticus chapter 20 do not show your glory. And Lord, we thank you for that, just for that very stark instruction. Also, talking here about just these really bad practices of mediums and spiritists. And Lord, it's not something that I see in my everyday life, but when we lived in France, they were everywhere. And I actually experienced some of that darkness through other people who did go to mediums and spiritists. It was real, it was dark, and it was dabbling in something that we should not dabble in. Lord, I pray in light of that, I pray for our loved ones, our family members and friends who are ensnared by darkness, who are maybe chasing after that which should not be chased after, who are ensnared by the evil one, who are consulting astrologers, mediums, spiritists, all of these things, and they are dabbling with something that could really harm them. Father, we pray that you would chase after them, rescue them, and help open their eyes so that they can see the darkness of what they're dabbling in. Rescue them, Lord. Chase them. Leave the 99 and chase the one, we pray. I pray all of this in Jesus' beautiful name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I hope you have an amazing day, and just please know there's someone out here in the world praying for you.